Hi there, and welcome to Talking Fast, a Gilmore Girls podcast. I am Reese.
I'm Clarissa. This is Deer Hunters, Season 1, Episode 4.
Yes, crazy. Episode 4. What is this? We're getting so far along. This is insane.
I know we are. It's crazy.
Crazy. And I just want to like thank everyone right now because as of right now, we have 80 downloads.
Which
Which
is.
is, yeah, when we were like thinking of this, I definitely did not think 80 people were actually gonna listen to this. So, like, thank you guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much, because this is for you and not just for us. So we're
Yes.
glad someone actually wants to hear our rants.
For real. Yes. And we will get into a lot of talking about rants in the Gilmore Girls verse today. So, why don't we just go ahead and jump in?
Yep.
So, I'm gonna go ahead and do a recap. So, we start off with Lorelai and Rory buying shopping supplies or school supplies at Dodie's Market. And we see Rory going to school and they're talking about the test on Shakespeare. And she gets a D on her test, which she like does not feel very good about. He's really
Yeah.
upset about that. Yeah, and Paris, Tristan, all those people are there. Suki gets a review on her food from a food critic. And the food critic does not like her magic risotto, and we learn the story of the magic risotto, which we'll talk about a little later. We had a meh fruit fight. Like, what kind of fruit fight was that? Suki was not in the mood to have a fruit fight.
Yeah, Suki was just out of it.
Yes, we meet Max, which is Rory's English teacher at Chilton, and Lorelai and him meet, and they're kind of liking each other, but a little bit. And Lorelai goes to a parent meeting and finds out that Rory got a D on her test, and she's like, I know she's not feeling good right now. And so she rushes home and sees Rory at Luke's, and she's like, all right, next test, we're gonna ace it. And they stay up all night studying, and then they wake up late for her test, and they won't let her take it because she was late. And Headmaster Charleston is having her. Giving her a really hard time, and Lorelai goes in there and just gives it to him and tells him, like, you have to give her another chance. And then at the end of the episode, Max Vidina calls and leaves a, what do they call it, like a voicemail
Yeah,
or
like a
message. And he says he talked to El Duce and he got her some extra credit work to do, and that was kind of it.
yeah. But I mean, we can't forget Rory's big blowout.
Goodness, the Rory rants.
The Rory rants was so funny, because Rory's like this innocent little girl, like this innocent little schoolgirl, and you just see her like go off.
Yes, she just lost it. Like, we never ever see Rory do this. And we know, like, by now, the fourth episode, this is not in Rory's character.
Yeah, and later on the episode, Lorelai, she finds out about her rant, and she's like, "Is this like, are you okay? Like, this isn't you. Is this too stressful for you?" Which is like such like a motherly thing to do.
Yeah, and she even like suggests like you can leave Chilton and go back to Stars Hollow High if you want. And I feel like that's like such a good thing to do, like as a mom on Lorelai's side, just like if this is too much for you and if this isn't the way you want to get to Harvard, we can like find another path for you to go on, you know?
Yeah, but it's also, I remember during the episode she was telling Max about what Rory wanted to do, and she's always wanted to go to Harvard, but then she like slowly realizes, she's like, it wasn't Rory, it was me. Like, I've been trying to convince her since she was 4.
Yeah. And we hear like Lorelai just like, if you don't want to go to Harvard, you don't have to, Rory. And Rory's like, no, I want this. And I feel like in a lot of most of Gilmore Girls, I think Lorelai is kind of living through Rory and the experiences Lorelai didn't get to do. Like, we've seen that in past episodes, and we're only on episode 4, which is insane. We've already seen like Lorelai living through Rory.
Yeah, she's living vicariously through her with my
Yes,
fancy grandma.
definitely. Yeah. And the reason this episode is called The Deer Hunters, why don't we go into
Oh, yes.
that?
That leads to when they woke up late. And
Oh my goodness.
I found how sweet Rory is. Because she was freaking out when she hit the deer. Well, I'm sorry, the deer hit her.
Yes, I love. She was just like, I gotta find it. And she's on the phone with Lane at this point, which is so hilarious. And
Yeah.
we'll get to Lane in a second, because she's just so iconic in this episode, and you really get to see her personality. But
Yeah.
she's on the phone with Lane when the deer hits her, and she's like, Lane's like, do you have any salt? And she's like, no, where do I get salt?
Like, do you bring lunch?
Yeah. So funny.
They're hilarious.
Yeah, and I love at the end of the episode, or not the end of the episode, kind of near the end, Lorelai and Rory get out of the car on the way home from Chilton and start looking for the deer. And it's just so funny.
No, it is. Because Rory's like, stop, stop here. She's like, well, you want to go on a little, like, a nature walk?
Right, she's
Lorelai
like,
doesn't
I'm
know
in
what's going on.
heels.
Yeah, she's on the heels. And she's like, well, you stay in the car.
Yeah, right. And I love how Lorelai's just like, all right, let's look for this deer. Does he have any like specific markings besides the word Jeep imprinted in his forehead?
Yeah.
I loved that bit. It was so good.
And then in this episode, you hear about Rory's two men at the moment. You
Oh my
hear about
gosh. Yeah.
Dean asking about her when
Yeah.
he's over at Lane's. Like, oh. And then you have Tristan like ask her out. And he's like, Mary, why won't you?
Oh my gosh.
And Rory's like, she doesn't say anything. She's like, well.
Yeah, I feel like at this point in this season, she's like, okay, this guy, or like past episodes, like the Lorelai's first day at Chilton episode, she was like, okay, he's kind of cute, but now she's just like, he's a butt face. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to go out with you. Like, leave me alone. She's like, done with it.
Yeah, even then, I'm not sure how much she actually liked him.
Yeah, definitely.
He was pretty done with them from the start because she
Oh my
didn't know.
goodness.
She didn't like how he called her Mary and everything.
Yeah.
Speaking of her flare out during the episode.
Oh my goodness. Yes. The name's Rory. That is so, it's so funny. Oh
No,
my
it is.
goodness. She just loses it on everyone. She's like, I'm done with this school. She loses it on Paris, Tristan, Mr. Medina, Max. Oh my
Yeah.
goodness.
But I thought it was so funny. Because, I mean, Paris was being annoying, though. I love how she's over there studying, and Paris just walks over and starts citing Shakespeare to her.
Oh my gosh, it was
And
so mean, like so quippy and so mean.
oh, yeah. Paris is something.
Yeah,
She
definitely.
knows she's getting in her head, and she's like, oh.
She's there. She lives in her in Rory's mind. And Rory just has to figure out a way to get her out.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. Jumping to a different scene. Kim's Antiques. Rory
Oh,
goes
yeah.
in.
Sure.
Oh my goodness. And we like, it's so funny. So like, I love how in the antique store they start playing Marco Polo to try to find each other. And it's so funny. And it's like, I guess it's sale day at Kim's Antiques, and Miss Kim's like making sales, and this one lady's just like, how much is the table? The table that L Rory and Lane are doing homework on.
Yeah.
And Miss Kim is a tough saleswoman.
Oh, she definitely is.
She will
Like
bargain.
that is her specialty right there.
Oh my goodness, yes. And I love how she sees the Snickers bar and she's like, that is chocolate covered death.
Yes. And then later on in the episode, you see Lane in her like lair.
Oh my gosh,
You
yes.
saw that? Because you have like all the colors in her records and it's all laid out there.
Oh my goodness. Her closet, like, I love her closet so much.
But it's like so hidden. She's because she knows she's like done if her mom finds out.
Oh my gosh. If her mom found out, you would not want to know what would Miss Kim would do to her.
Yeah. No good things.
No good things.
So funny because she was just hiding in there.
Yeah. Definitely. And then on the note of Miss Kim, I kind of want to jump to the Drella scenes we have in this episode, because they're kind
Yes,
of similar.
Cruella.
Yes. Our first scene with Drella in this episode is Drella runs over Michelle's foot with her harp.
Yes. And he's like, these are my, what did he call them? My like Italian shoes or something.
Yeah.
So
So good.
Michelle, though.
Yes, Michelle. He's so goofy and so real and so funny all at the same time.
Oh, he so is.
Yes. I think it's the only Drella scene we have in this episode, I believe.
Yeah, well, and then you have her trying to play like queen in all these like new songs, and they're
Oh
like, oh
my
no,
goodness.
you should be playing Mozart, and they're like, no one's listening. Like, what's the point?
Yes, I love it. Even though like Lorelai's still pushing, she's like, no queen. It's so funny.
I know, they're
Yes.
hilarious.
Yes, I love it. And then same staying in the inn, we have Suki and her review on the magic risotto. Let's talk about
Oh,
that some.
yeah, magic risotto.
Yes.
That he had the audacity to say it was okay. Or no, it
Oh my
was.
goodness. It was just fine.
Because, Reese, do you want to fill us in what the story was, if anybody
Yeah.
forgot?
Yeah, let's learn the story of the magic risotto. So Suki, her mom was supposed to die, right? And Suki made the risotto and had her eat it, and she lived 3 more years. And that's why they call it the magic risotto.
Yes. And he said it was fine, but then they later find out that it was the wine. And
Yes.
he makes me laugh so hard because she literally found out his address, found out his house, went to his house with her risotto and the kind of wine she wanted, and made him try it there and then. But like
Yes.
around because she didn't want to like disrespect him as a critic.
Yeah, definitely. It was so funny. And I love how like even Jackson walks in and Lorelai's just like the critic didn't like the risotto, and Jackson's like, the magic risotto? No.
Yeah, like everyone knows about it.
Yes, it's the famous magic risotto.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's even the guy that worked there, he's like, he said that about the magic risotto?
Yes.
I know. She was just so out of it.
No.
And poor Suki. That's like she was in the lowest of her lows.
No, it was so sad.
And Jackson was like, oh, she's really in a bad mood. But then later on, at the end of the episode, she's like, nope, they're too skinny or something. And Jackson goes, like, you're still paying for those. You know that, right? And Lorelai
Yeah.
goes, yep.
Yeah. She goes, she's like, those are too small. Take them away. And Jackson's like, oh, it's good to have her back. And I loved it so much.
He's like, you're still paying for these, though. And she's like, I know.
Yes. Yes, it's so good. And then we can go to kind of the parent meeting at Chilton. There's a lot to unpack in this little bit.
Oh, yes, that was funny.
'Cause
Because.
like, what in the world? That's probably my favorite quote of this episode. What in the world when Lorelai runs into the globe?
I missed
No, you did not.
that part. I can't believe
Oh
that.
my
Yeah,
goodness.
I didn't fully realize that when I was watching it.
Yes.
I'm
It is
glad to watch
so funny.
podcasts.
And
Well,
everyone else is just, all the other Chilton mamas and dads are just like, okay, yeah.
like, who invited her?
Yeah. And they call her a scholarship student. Rude.
Yeah, they're all little much.
Yeah. Just so very rude and snooty.
Yeah, but and then she goes over like and walks straight to the coffee and she's like, oh.
Yes, the bad coffee. Jesus,
Yeah.
Mary, Joseph, and a camel.
Oh, speaking of the coffee, what was our coffee count for this episode?
Yes, good point. Okay, we had four today. We had one when Suki finds out about the Just Fine risotto review. We had one at the Chilton parents meeting. We see Rory drinking some at Luke's, which we'll get to later, and then we see Rory and Lorelai drinking coffee when Lorelai and Rory are studying at home. And that's our four.
Nice.
Yes,
Okay,
definitely.
so if you got more than us, I guess
we're wrong.
Yeah, you did not off not, but that is what we counted.
Yes.
Oh yeah, and then back to that scene. Mm-hmm. I loved the scrunchy debate.
Oh my goodness! And the moms and dads were just like, she voted for the scrunchies.
He's like, yeah, she's the one that voted for the scrunchies. They think she's like scandalous or something over a scrunchie.
Yes, the plaid scrunchies. Oh my goodness, it's so funny.
I mean, they have to go with the outfits.
Yes, the skirt matching the skirt.
Yeah, it has to match the skirt.
Yes, and that's when like first like Lorelai and Max kind of meet.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Max. Okay, I kind of like him.
He's funny.
Yes, definitely. He's really funny, and he makes like small little jokes that like they're hard to catch, but when you catch them, they're so funny.
Yeah, he is funny.
Definitely. And
his comment on the voicemail box. I'm gonna sound like a who knows what when I just said that, but. And then him, like, caring for Rory and getting her a chance to take it again or, like, get extra credit.
Yeah, that was so sweet. And that just kind of showed his, like, really sweet side. Because, like, he can be, like, you can already tell, like, he's a hard teacher. But, like, he's really sweet and cares for his students, too.
Yeah, he does.
Definitely. And then he asks about Lorelai's shirt, which it says B-52s. And he's just like, are you a B-52s fan? And so a little deep dive into pop culture here. So B-52 is a band, and they're originally from the town I was born in, Athens, Georgia. And so it was so funny, like, finding that out, because I had to Google it, and I was like, what is this band? And I had heard of them before, but I was like, I don't really know who these people are. And then it was, like, so funny making that connection. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
I know.
That's, like, so crazy, though.
Yes. Okay, and then Lorelai finds out from Max that Rory got a D, and Rory was just too down in the dumps to tell Lorelai.
That's right. I keep forgetting that. But, yeah, and she, like, races home to confront her and, like, just skips the rest of the meeting.
Yeah. Well, she was at Luke's, actually, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Okay, so we have a new segment, and it's called Rotting Our Insides. And so this was said by Luke a couple episodes ago, and they ordered this like big old plate of food. And so in this little segment bit, we talk about all the food we see in Gilmore Girls.
Yes. And in this episode, you have the magic risotto.
Yes.
And comfort chocolate and the ice cream. Well, I guess they never really got the ice cream.
Right. They talked about it.
Oh, they definitely talked about it. At least Lorelai did.
Yes. And
that's where we see Rory's grumpy mood.
Yeah.
And there was, what other foods were there? There is the pie that she got for dinner. And she's like, you even have dinner? And Luke goes, well, it's your daughter.
Yeah, you raised her. I just surf.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Right. And I love how he, and also she didn't even order pie. He just brought it to her, and she was just, or he's like, when you see throwing a pencil, that equals pie. When you see throwing a pen, that equals trout. And she's just like, what? And Luke's like, I don't know. I just follow the rules.
That's funny. He's so sweet.
Yes, I love Luke.
Luke just gets and sweet every episode.
Yeah, I love it. And I think that's all the food we see in this episode. And then I love how one of my favorite little Lorelai bits in this episode is how good she is at comforting Rory.
Yeah, that's so true. I remember watching it and like feeling comfort by it, because she was just so sweet and had like the perfect thing to say to her.
Definitely. She's just like so encouraging. She's just like, okay, we got a D. We can move past it, and we can get a better grade. We just got to study hard and put in the work.
Exactly. Because she's like, we can do this. We're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And that's when their study session came in, what I thought was so cool, because they're both, like, completely drained by the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. They, like, worked together, and they did that.
Yeah, definitely. I love just watching them study in this episode and just get into that together. And she's just Lorelai's just so in it with Rory. Like she's not taking the test on this, but she wants to be there and really, really help her.
Yeah, exactly. Showing how great of a mother she is.
Definitely. And one of my favorite parts in this scene is Lorelai making the buzzer sounds when Rory gets the questions wrong.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Yes. Lorelai falls asleep on the couch when Rory was studying, and Rory covers her up, and then Lorelai wakes up and sees Rory have fallen asleep on the table, kitchen table, studying, and so she goes over with her blanket and covers her up, and they fall asleep, and then they find out that they're late for school.
Yeah. And then she was, what did she say? It was something about, she's like, yeah, I was sleeping like a right angle all night.
Yeah, she's like, "Mommy can't get up. I was sleeping at a right angle all night."
Yeah.
Which she kind of was, actually.
I mean, yeah, she definitely was.
Yeah, for real. And like, Rory's just like so into school that she literally just hops up, wakes up so fast, and just puts on her clothes. Elijah still has her PJ pants on over her Chilton skirt or under her Chilton skirt. So funny.
Yeah, and then she wakes up and she goes, Rory's like, we're late, we're late. I missed the bus. She's like, and then she rushes around and she's like, you are not missing this test. You are making this test.
Yeah, and Lorelai can't drive her because she has a thing at the inn. So she has, Rory has to drive there herself. And then that's when she gets hit by the deer and looks for the deer. And then we get the Rory rant, which we already talked about. Then Lorelai comes to Chilton and talks to Headmaster Charleston about the test. And we get a Lorelai rant in this episode.
Oh, yes, we do.
So many rants. Oh my goodness. We get a Rory rant, we get a Lorelai rant.
Your steel rant, too.
Yeah. And so she just lays down the freaking law. She's just like, you gotta give her another chance. She's gotta take the test.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's basically everything.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it too. Yeah, and yeah, the episode ends with Max and how nice he is, and Lorelai just sitting there thinking, like, I think I kind of like this guy.
Yeah, she's like touched by him
Yes,
saying something.
definitely. Yeah. So, do you want to talk about the character of the episode?
Of course.
So, who
So,
do you think won kind of this episode, and why don't you give some reasons why?
all right. So, what I at least think is Lorelai, Rory, or Suki. I thought they were all hilarious, these episodes, with Suki and her magic risotto and
All
how
right.
passionate she was about it and how determined at the end. And
Yes.
then she was just like hilarious this episode. And then Lorelai, as she was caring for Rory and how much she wanted to like help her out and wanted and she like really character to like developed in this episode because she saw like she might be the reason Rory like is struggling and she's the reason she wants to go to Harvard. But like doesn't want to like push her for it.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you see Rory with her freak out and studying and like trying to catch up and everything. And
And getting hit
about
by a deer.
her freak out, yeah.
Yes, I definitely I love all of those, but we have to pick one.
That is true. And to be honest, we picked the winner before. Oh, we talked about this before we recorded the episode, so it wouldn't be like as hard to decide. And we really couldn't decide. So we kind of went eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Yes.
But you might have a different opinion of who you love more. But Lorelai was the winner of the eeny, meeny,
Yes.
miny, moe.
Yep, so we picked Lorelai because we just thought she really showed how good of a mother she is and how she can stand up to anyone in for Rory.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
And she is a great winner. It's not just the eeny, meeny, miny, moe that did it.
Yes, we were having a super hard time to cho choosing, but we just kind of
You had to
decided
pick
on
up.
Lorelai. Yes, definitely. And then, do you want to kind of tell them what we're thinking for kind of little nicknames for them? I don't know.
Oh yeah. So since we have like almost 100 or 80 right now, downloads, we were thinking of making like a little nickname. So keep listening because we'll try to figure out one to name you guys instead of just our downloaders or something.
Or you guys. So we're just gonna try to come up with like a little name for you guys. We're gonna keep brainstorming, but maybe by next episode or the episode after that, we'll have a little nickname for you guys, but we'll keep you guys updated.
That's the hope.
Yes,
All right,
definitely.
that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Yes. I hope you guys tune in next week for our next episode, season one, episode five, Cinnamon's Wake. Poor Cinnamon. All
Yep, that's it. All right, bye.
right.